Welcome to the Players Lounge. I'm your host, Emmer. We got Ryan Strome, Jacob Truba, Frank Petrano. Boys, thanks for cruising.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excited to be here. Excited to hear all Troops' deep thoughts come out.
Uh-oh. Stromer, you're breathing heavy.
Sorry. Better?
I mean, anything you need to get off your chest?
No, I just parked too far away and had to walk across the parking lot, so.
Oh, boy. You didn't meet your steps quota?
I didn't get the VIP parking like Frank.
I know where I'm going. So,
jeez.
You know, put it in ways next time.
Anything you need to get off your chest as far as any debts owed? I mean, you three are close.
Oh, talk about debts owed. I don't know if we talk about it on air.
Yeah, let's talk about it on air.
Well, let's do it. I mean, we have to because it holds the three of you accountable, right?
Well,
it's on record.
With tickets? Is that what you mean?
Oh. Yeah. Jeez.
What did you think I meant?
That cheap.
What I was going to say, but I didn't know if we talk about it on air.
Yeah. I owe the team $2,500 for bringing friends and family to the game. So I'm now getting penalized for getting people in the seats at Honda Center for building the brand, you know?
How is that a bad thing?
I don't even have a family here and I owe money.
I don't get it. Why would did you pay for it? Was that on your tab, the tickets? Or
No.
How did I show them around with his tickets?
No,
we don't always have people come to the games. So
yeah.
We're not sounds like a laundering thing going on. What's really going on?
Shanker's making all the money. No, it's just the way the tickets go, and you just sent out the list today about how much guys owe. And me and Gudis owe like $3,000 and everyone else was like within $200 or $300, nothing crazy. So clearly me and Gudis are, you know, just really getting the tickets out there for people.
Who's the fine master?
Hey.
You are.
Yeah.
Is that too much? I felt like anything on top of doing what we need to do, yeah. Too much. I mean, I could do DJ, right? Because anyone can just throw a playlist together or whatever.
It's brutal. But I'd rather do that than the DJ, and someone had to do it. And when Shaddy left, no one wanted to do it. So, like, it's kind of tough because you need a guy that has maybe a little bit of time in their contract and someone that kind of knows what they're doing. So it's – our options were kind of limited. So, I mean, someone had to do it. So Troops is going to get it next year maybe. He does a great job with things like that.
No. I had it in New York.
Just yeah. John Mayer.
And Leo's DJ, correct?
No, Dumo.
I thought Dumo's always been for the full year DJ.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's the best DJ I've ever had in the NHL.
Wow.
That's great.
He's awesome.
Better than Shaddy.
Nothing against Shaddy, but you know,
Dumo, I thought Shaddy was great. I thought the word
Shaddy's
on this
unreal.
He's great. He's great, but you know, we got to promote the now.
True.
You know?
True.
Yeah, Dumo's been great.
Oh.
So yeah, the young guys don't do much. They just get carried around by us. We just guide them along and teach them the ropes, you know?
That's a good thing. Yeah, I mean,
they'd be in trouble without us. The fine funds. Well, let's put it. What about the Super Bowl? No one's collected for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm owed $1,800. I haven't seen anything yet, so.
It's crazy.
So you, what was it, squares or something?
Like, we did a like auction, so bid on teams, and we had the Eagles. So you get paid off. So if you buy a team for $500. And then your team's owed, if that team beats that team, then you give $500 to that team or whatever. Like, some teams went for big money, I think. Like, Schumer bought the Chiefs. They only had one team. They bought them for $5,200.
And we broke even.
So you had a good day, huh?
It's good.
Lost in the finals.
I'm so glad, by the way, the Eagles won. I'm a Raider fan, so AFC West, I couldn't have any AFC West team win.
Yeah, it was tough. We were on vacation, and if the Chiefs would have won, I would have paid for part of my vacation. So, you know, just kind of took away from my vacation, my
nice.
Family a little bit.
That would have been
it's
nice.
It's all good.
Let's talk about last night's game a little bit. Starting with you, what was Garland saying? What was he attempting to accomplish by
I don't know
going at you?
I don't have a good answer for you.
He
I'm
was
not repeating what was said.
I mean, you were just standing there, and he was bouncing off you like a kid on a freaking like jumper house at a party. Like, he just kept bouncing off of you. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pesky player.
The whole building, including myself, was just hoping and waiting. Just he was going to f around and find out.
No, but that's good. Troops is plays by the code. He knows. He's like, I would obviously beat this guy in a fight like bad. So like I respect Troops for, you know, holding his.
I don't think there was ever a fight.
No. Well, if the guy was like a little bit bigger, you could have just fought him. But guys understand, like, hey,
everyone.
Well,
was
what
just
am I going to do? There's no win for him at all.
Yeah, everyone was just looking at that situation and going like, What about you? Who did you charge at, Frank?
I think it was Susie.
Probably the goalie.
When you those first 2-3 strides, I was like, this is going to be a 10-gamer. Like, you were shot out of a can. I was like, uh-oh, what's going to happen here?
I see dark sometimes, black, and, you know, I can do anything at certain times of the game. But, you know, I keep it cool for most of the time.
And then Stromer just taking a back seat. Just recent fight. I mean,
yeah, I was
you're going to take the dub on that fight in Buffalo, and you just...
Yeah, you know, standards.
Chill, stuff, really. Yeah.
Troops, the only reason I fought the guy, because Troops was in the side going, fight him or kick his ass or something like that. You were yelling.
Drop your gloves.
Yeah, like, go, just go him or something. And I was like, all right, Troops right here. I got to do it. That's like the only reason why I fought the guy. So,
I mean, you haven't taken an L. In
If you take a few L's.
The last 3 or 4 fights,
you know, you got to pick your opponents wisely. Let's put it that way.
Stay within your weight class?
Yeah. Know your limits, play within it.
For sure.
So,
what do we think? I mean, as far as wild card, the 3 teams, so Calgary and St. Louis and Utah, like who would you say is the biggest threat out of those 3 teams?
I mean, I think they're all proven to be pretty good teams this year. I think obviously Vancouver made the big trade. I mean, Calgary's been good all year. I think it's pretty open. I think we play couple of those teams on the stretch, so that gives us an opportunity.
What about you, Frank?
Yeah, I think obviously the games against Calgary are really important in our division. So, but like you said, I think we play St. Louis twice more, and then we play Utah, I think, once more too. So those are all 4-point games. So all teams that we're chasing. So those are huge.
I think Utah's sneaky good too.
Yeah, they're a hard team to play against.
Yeah.
Cal's with points on all
5
goals.
Or 6 points last night.
Well, I think it was 5 goals they scored. He had.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, at this point in the season, every game's a big game for us, so it doesn't really matter who we play. Like, we play Chicago tomorrow. They're not necessarily like a 4-point game, but it's still like all the points are going to be big, so it's fun. I think we talked about it as a group. Like, this time of year, the only way to kind of get experience as a group and to become better is to experience and go through it as a team, and we're kind of going through it now, so it makes it a lot of fun, and I think you see a lot of guys raising their level, and I like – what I see from the young guys, like, they've never played in these situations and they seem to be super dialed in and selfless and not worried about like who scores necessarily. It's just about getting the win. I think that's a sign of a really maturing team.
For sure. For sure.
Without to give a coach's answer, media answer to the question, but I feel like it's the truth. So.
Oh, it's good. I like how Utah's coached and how they play. I mean, just those high switches and I mean I bet it's tough to
tough team to defend
for
sure. You have the puck, you get some chances, but when they have the puck, you kind of get spinning a little bit. So they, I mean, you kind of live and die by that play style. I feel like a little bit, especially down the stretch, the games tighten up. So they're gonna get their games where they light it up and score. Where they're gonna, you know, they run into a good defensive team, you can get in some trouble too.
Boys, is it safe to say your squad started winning when Troops showed up? Is that? Or no,
tell me you texted us.
Is that giving too much credit?
No.
Frank Stromer? No, that's
traded,
true.
I texted Stromer. I said the Duckies are making the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think like 2 things. I think it's solidified our lineup a little bit, like our lefty righties. And I also think that, you know, the message to the guys in the room, like, we haven't acquired like an NHL caliber like player like Troops since I've been here and for a long time. So I think that, you know, just kind of sends a message to the guys, like, you know, it's a little bit of a confidence boost, and a little push from behind to kind of help you. And I think it meant a lot. And, you know, I don't think you could just like pinpoint one given moment, but it seems like, you know, we just seem like a different team since then.
Frank, what do you see with Troops just being here?
No, it's great.
And you could chirp him too. I mean,
you're
what?
Nice, Frank.
We can't say it on camera.
I chirp him enough. You know, but to have him, to add him to our team, it's great. He's a great guy. I've known him a long time, and. Like Stromer said, he adds the stability to our decor, and you know when he's on the ice, good things happen. He takes people's heads off, and
not yet.
I love to see. Almost last night, he almost got his
almost
teammate,
got it last night.
But you know,
it was close.
Like to say he's calmed down a little bit, but not really.
It's the California air. He's living calm.
Yeah. What's the first thing you notice from you came over here? It's like, oh my, this is. Yeah. This
remember
is top notch.
Remember when you got off the plane?
I can't go back to whatever I was experiencing.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously the weather's the big thing. Like, it's, you leave the rink and you're in shorts and it's nice outside. Yeah. just different environments of living, I would say. I don't know. And then obviously the organizations are kind of in different places. So this is similar to where when I came to New York, kind of younger team that's kind of growing into the talent and the ability. First New York was obviously the stress to win now. So yeah, that was probably the biggest difference, but a little bit of a different role trying to help along the young guys. I think early on I kind of figured out that the more that I can help the 20-year-olds, the 23-year-olds to kind of get their game better and be better as a group, that's the fastest way that this team's going to be successful. And I mean, ultimately that's what I want to be, is on a winning team. And I think that's the quickest way that we're going to get there.
The stress to win now, and then the first thing he texts you is, we're making playoffs. Hey, when he comes over.
Well, we're all competitive, you know.
100%. Like, 100%. You know, love it.
It's good. It's a good thing. So I think
100%.
Yeah, and I think, like, we have a good time, too. Like, we have a good group of guys, so I think it was really easy. I don't know if I said this, like, who I said it to, but when Troops got traded, we were in Montreal. We had a day off, so he came right out, had a night out with the boys, and had a nice dinner and had some drinks. So it was, like, a good way to kind of, like, not many guys get to do that, but I think it's, like, actually – it's a little bit cliche, but it's nice to kind of do that. And you kind of like break the ice a little bit. And you're not like meeting guys at practice or at a practice rink. It's like, you know, that first encounter is not quite as awkward, I find, you know, over just a casual setting, and kind of kept flowing after that. And he bought the rookies a few rounds of drinks, which is nice.
What a guy.
Ordering a $1,500 bottle of wine really breaks the ice for you too.
Especially Greg only drinks one.
Especially if you have to pick it up.
Jeez. Breaks your bank
all right, hey?
Yeah.
Sheesh. What was the Montreal spot? Was it that Gibby's? Isn't it Gibby's or something?
Where do we go?
I don't even know. Killer set it up. He's a Montreal guy.
So he's the Shanksy of your team.
Ooh, don't tell him that.
But he books. He's the concierge.
No, I think just like in Montreal, he had a spot. I think he took the Stanley Cup there when he won it. So like we just had a nice dinner and like you know, family style and stuff. It was good. Good time. So
does he typically pick other who typically picks the
Frank.
Who's the decision
Frank.
Maker really?
Yeah. Frank.
So there's just a go to anywhere where you have just a little bit of free time. There's you pretty much got one spot. Is there one city where it's just like, dude, I can't
actually just,
I'm not feeling it.
No, I mean,
you'll find a spot.
Yeah. You should find one spot, especially in the cities where, you know, no one really wants to leave their hotel. You usually have like one go to restaurant, make a reservation at. If guys want to go, they'll go. But our team's good, and mostly everyone goes out for dinner. No one really stays in.
Guys do different groups too.
Yeah,
which is good
for sure.
Mix it up.
What about locally? What does Mutt Lynch is still popping? Or
gotta talk to the younger guys. They don't go out anymore.
Yeah, it's so our schedule's also so nuts that it's been tough. But the guys have a good time. We like there's so many good places to eat and stuff. I think that's like the biggest thing. Like I mean, we came from New York, all of us, but like the food scene here is like unreal. Like you can go to lunch, dinner, whatever you want, breakfast, and I think that's probably my favorite part of the day off is just getting to go to the good places and stuff. So
when you're here, is it mostly just straight family time? Like, would you guys get together, you know, with your wives and get some brunch?
Yeah, we hang out a lot. Cool. As much as you can. I mean, obviously, it's tough. Like, you get tired and you just got to dial in your kids and stuff. But the wives are always, you know, spending money and doing workout classes and whatever the hell they do. So it's good. It's good that they have a good support system. I feel like they're always like doing stuff and whatever. And they were just at the rink doing a charity thing. And it's nice when I think like as much as on ice success is like, you know, important. I think like when the off ice stuff goes really smoothly and stuff, I think it makes it way easier. And I think this group, everyone gets along really well, guys, girls and couples and stuff. And I think that it just goes such a long way in making it feel like a family and making the team like flow better, makes everyone more comfortable. And I'm a big believer in that. And I think that we've got a pretty good thing going here and it's hopefully only going to keep getting better.
And Gibby was saying that, your son and what Gibby, I don't know,
Gibby's
what was it Gibby's son and Troy's?
Oh, is it? No.
When you three, what do you guys?
Well,
so what is it? You and Gibby then? Your kids at the ice at Great Park.
Oh, yeah. My kids, my girls and Gibby's girls, our kids are the exact same age.
Okay.
So when they go skating together, it's an absolute gong show. And then my daughters absolutely love Frank's daughter. They like hilarious. Actually, they watched her for an hour yesterday, the other day.
You in that crew too? Or like, do you?
No, my daughter's too young to skate, but
okay.
Sure. And I think my oldest is probably a year and a half.
Yeah, Ophelia and Troy's kid hang out. They like each other.
Yeah,
right?
Grayson, yeah. Troy's son, and my daughter are literally like, just fight all the time with each other. They're like the same age. They just steal each other's toys and
epic.
Push each other. It's great.
And we got big news. Truvis' little man coming into town today for his first taste of Southern California. So we're fired up to have
Holy. Troops. He's going to be buzzing with this Troops. Cali air, this you fresh see Cali
this
air. Kid.
This kid's like a prodigy. He's going to be a killer like his dad. He's like huge. What is it? He's big. He's like 99th percentile. So he's just going to take
muscle.
People.
Muscle definition?
No, he's big boy. He's big strong. Boy. Actually, he's been here once, but your wife hasn't been here.
My parents.
Yeah. So he's back. So
when you take him on the ice, is it just public skate?
No,
or is
it's
it
like
stick
it's like
time
there's a skate instructor at Great Park that takes the kids, like the four girls, and they just we don't even go on. We just watch. It's great. Because awesome. If we go on, it turns into like they can, you know, I think they can manipulate us a little bit. When they have like a different voice, I think it's good for the kids to learn. But it's just they love the Ducks. They love the games. They know the scores, and they want to learn how to skate. So it's great.
And you're just a hockey dad. You're a hockey dad.
I'm a public skating instructor dad. There's no hockey being played yet. So.
What do you get at the snack shack? You hit up the snack shack there?
No. Maybe a coffee, but nothing.
No. Not a cold pop when at the.
Gibby actually went to the bar at Gray Park. Said it was great. One time. Yeah.
The upstairs one or the just the
upstairs
one?
Upstairs one. Yeah, he said it was awesome, but I haven't been in there yet. So. Politically correct too, you know.
Yeah. a lot of NHL games played in here. How's the bods holding up? Stromer, how's the body feel, health wise?
Great. Yeah, I think maybe not the most energy I've had. I had when I was 22 or whatever, but I think you know having kids, you just have to wake up early and stuff. So you just learn how to manage it. Honestly, you just I think I'm young at heart and young spirit and. You know, my body's maybe slowing down a little bit, but I think the spirit just pushes me through.
Too corny?
Yeah.
Is that too corny, Troops?
Young and hard, yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, though? I got good energy for a 31-year-old with three kids.
You're kind of old and soft.
Wow.
What did you feel that was like the first thing to go? Was it
nothing's
like,
gone?
Nothing's
buzzing.
Gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm buzzing.
I feel like I'm 60.
Troops, what about you?
I definitely don't feel 20 anymore, but, I still feel good. It just takes a little bit to kind of get warmed up, I'd say, more than it used to. I still feel good.
Frank?
Feel tremendous.
Just feel like a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take it. What, speaking of like treating the body recovery, like I'm sure the listeners would love to hear what has just led you to feeling good? Like, do you do red light? Is there any red light in the
this guy's a
in
red
the room?
Light specimen.
I go to the red light every day.
Yeah, when you go to the red light, what does that
there's
mean?
It's like a tanning bed situation, and it's got like red light. You just lay in it.
In the
no, athletic. There's one right near my house.
Pause Studio, Newport Beach. Shout out.
We all get discounts there, so.
Maybe you can do fucking.
We got to plug this.
Maybe. I'll have to pay $75 for a cold plunge next time, so.
Yeah, it's a good little recovery studio. So a bunch of the guys go there now. So, yeah, it's good.
The Ducks are not going to like this. Just needed to spend it. The budget's going to be through the roof.
Actually,
after this episode.
They just bought a thing for us for the road, a red light thing. So
they're working on it. I think they want to do some renovations over at Gray Park. So they're taking our implement on what we like for recovery. Like
everyone's different though.
Everyone likes cold plunge. Like our whole team likes cold plunge and saunas. But like we are actually on vacation with Adam Henrique in Cabo, and he was saying like even Edmonton has like a red light room. Guys use it every day and. Just to have like those resources and just to try different things. Cause I think throughout the year, like your body starts to go a little bit and the things you used to do beforehand don't work. So you have to try something new. And you know, there's times where I used to cold plunge, then my body doesn't feel good. And then I go back to it like a month later. So it's always nice to have, you know, different recovery.
What do you like to do? Troops recovery?
Paint.
That's great. No, that's a great,
it's
that's
a mental recovery.
It's a mental recovery.
Yeah. Mental recovery.
Yeah. I'm not a huge, modalities guy.
Just he's old school.
All natural.
Yeah.
He's got the best warm-up I've ever seen in the NHL. It's all time.
What, like, explain a certain stretching. Sequence.
Bagged himself on the bike, you know, big stretching guy.
So he plays a game before the game, pretty much.
He's got his skates on at 50.
No one gets dressed earlier than you.
Hey, I broke my laces before Buffalo. That's why I get dressed early.
It's crazy.
Do you... replace the full laces or I know
oh, yeah.
a couple that
I have
are
OCD, I have to.
Yeah. I know a couple that are crazy enough to like tie like a new or yeah, you know they
that's something that Mac T probably would do.
Yeah, Mac T would do that.
Not for sure.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
So what is red light how do you feel? What do you feel more energized after you do it? I've done it on my knee, so I can't really, I don't know if it.
There's like different settings for it. So there's like the red light's supposed to be good for like your blood cells and like putting new blood. I think that's
yeah. It's in. Also good for like inflammation. Yeah. So like for us, like just the recovery, I think it helps your body like start recovering quicker.
And then there's so like you would feel less sore.
I mean, a little less sore. You sleep better. Like you're less inflamed. So like you're, say it takes you 24 hours to get inflammation out. I'm just throwing a number here. Like maybe it takes less with the red light.
Yeah. Then there's like a theory. There's like two other settings on the bed too. Like one's a green light that's supposed to be for like, you know, like anxiety, like stuff like that. Like
calming, right?
Yeah. Let's just make a yellow light. What do we say? Let's
make a light.
Let's create a
orange
little
light.
Business in here.
Orange light, Orange
get,
County.
Get the Ducks to pay us for it. Put it in the room. Yeah.
Nice. We can make, yeah, it makes you just the best hockey player ever. You got to lay in an orange light for like an hour a day. Parents all over would buy it.
They have a couple kind of all-in-ones, right? I think they have like a hyperbaric chamber with the red light. Or they have like saunas and red lights now. And
yeah, that's cryo. The sauna they have at that pause has it's infrared.
Yeah. Infrared, that's right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
yeah, there's tons of stuff guys do now. It's like everybody, the game's so competitive. So like if you can find a way, I think a lot of it's probably mind over matter still. I mean, there's still some goofy stuff guys do that I'm sure if it helps you in your brain, it's all you need, you know?
Goofy set, like, are there any, like, kind of Aaron Rodgers goofy, like, going down ayahuasca, kind of that type of getaway?
I haven't heard anyone
doing that. No.
I mean, I'm sure there is, but I just mean more, like, on a day-to-day, like, some guys, like, you know, they, you know, whether it's hot tub or showering before the game, like, I don't know, guys do whatever. It's just, when you play 82 games, you go a little stir-crazy. So
I'm really pretty sure Mac T does his warm-up in the shower before the game. Not kidding.
Teach their own.
It's nuts.
Me and Lucas Pisa always sang in the shower.
Yeah.
Post. I mean, that was our
whatever
our
thing. For
yeah, me. Yeah.
Sauna after the game. Guys are sauning after games more now. That's kind of new. So.
Yeah. Used to only, I didn't sauna a whole lot. It used to be just Timu and what, Saku.
Yeah, yeah. The Finns.
The Finns, Swedes always did it. Yeah, yeah.
So Hall of Famers. So,
yeah.
Maybe we could learn something from those guys.
Troops, you and Frank played at the development program together.
Yep.
Any stories? You got to have some kind of stories from the program there. For first time out of the house, young Troops, young Frankie B.
We had to take a bus to Alabama Huntsville.
How long is that?
It was like 15 hours, and the AC broke.
What kind of like shenanigans was going on in there?
You played at the program.
Frank was legitimately almost naked on the bus, sweating.
Sitting I was a there, fat the most too back then.
Miserable human. The most miserable guy.
I was like 230 pounds. I was like 5'9".
Munching cookies.
Ball. Yeah.
But yeah, sitting there like in his underwear, sweating on this bus for like
hours. Was it? You didn't grow into yourself yet, or you're just eating cookies and what are those little packet of muffins? You guys.
Little bites.
Little bites?
Yeah.
Just a ton of those in your backpack?
Frank knows every, like, snack. He's like...
Know the Costco, like... Remember the... Know the Costco, like, personal frozen pizzas? You know those things?
Yeah,
like the little small. I think I have one for lunch every single day.
I don't know. Speaking of Costco, they're always discontinuing my favorite thing. So I probably like that, and they pulled it off the shelves, like, once it started getting going.
Dunkaroos, you know, everything.
So have you kept on the same diet, and you're just working out twice as much, and you're just like...
I literally don't eat.
Frank's super.
That's how I am.
He's super disciplined with food. Actually, like it's actually like impressive. He, like sometimes you only eat dinner.
I only eat dinner. I don't usually. Actually, I only eat breakfast on like off days. I only have pregame meal.
You're actually pretty. I give you credit. You're actually pretty disciplined with food. It's.
But if there's cookies around me, I'm.
I am. What? Any other stories? Any. Long bus trip, Alabama. Okay,
school was good. Frank was very studious in school.
Straight A's or no? Oh no, I heard about your ACT score.
Depends where he was sitting next to.
What did you say? 13? I was a 13.
Yeah, I was.
I think this is the first time I've ever gone on record.
By myself, so I hated school.
Yeah,
I hated it.
But. So I got a 13 on my ACT because I literally just filled in every bubble. I'm not. Did you try? It's one thing if you tried.
Yeah, I tried.
You tried?
Yeah, I'm just not very, you know, when I see
equation.
I think Frank has an issue just like, you know, committing to things. I think if he committed to school, he'd be fine. But he just, you know, that's the way he is. He's all in or all out, which is, I think you appreciate about that.
I went from getting expelled to hockey is all academic team. So talk about a, you know, E60 or something.
E60.
So you had to make it to the show. I mean, you just had to. You put your eggs all in one basket.
Yeah, Yeah.
Sure. There was only a few eggs too in the basket.
It's either the show or Skid Row for Frank.
I'm street smart though. You know, I get you far in life.
What about anyone live in the polo field? So for all our listeners, the polo fields, what is it, just a high end area around Ann Arbor? So everyone was at your pad pretty much. Any team event?
We actually had like four or five guys.
Like a lot of our guys. I'm almost like half because everyone had roommates. Troops didn't. He lived with your aunt and uncle, right?
That was fortunate.
No, that was great. It was the polo fields were awesome. We used to hang out there all the time.
There's a basketball court there.
Yeah, we used to play. I think we had a pickup game one time against Pioneer basketball team. We beat them.
No way.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Yeah, we did. I didn't play much, but.
Because if you think about it, it's the best athletes in the country. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's hockey, okay, it's still the best.
Can we get, hold on. DDP,
even if it's.
Like, let's
even
go.
If it's.
Enough.
Oh, God. Okay, Trevor's not answering the question, so he's getting pissy.
NTDP. NTDP.
Okay, hey, the attention hasn't been on Stromer. Let's give Stromer some attention now.
Let's talk about the OHL.
Okay. Thoughts on the NTDP?
It's a great program.
Come on, you're not going to interrupt us and just say that. Let's go, Strummer.
That's where he wants his son to play when he's older. You know,
we haven't decided yet. We're going to play the field.
No, the program was great though. It's fun. I mean, we did some fun stuff there.
My I can't repeat any. So my team was awful. Like did you hear about our years?
Yes, I heard all the stories. I don't know if we can talk about it.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Wait, you guys are 2 years. You're 92, right?
Okay, there was.
So they're 94.
Someone pooed on a car in the parking lot. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'll tell you whose car it was.
And there's enough people that know that I can say that.
I already know. I know.
No naming names.
They used to call themselves the Bears, right, or something. They had the name.
I don't even know. Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah. One of the guys.
Did you not play in the WHL?
I did.
So you left NTDP.
Well, the pooing on the car, right? I mean, it just
after that, I was like, I'm done.
I always wanted to go Western League. Yeah. Like I was kind of like Frank in a sense that I knew school wasn't, even though, you know, the classes, you know, there's an argument, you know, what kind of
where
classes
were you committed
these guys
to?
Are. I was never committed.
Oh,
I was never.
I feel like most, like even back in, like when you were playing, I feel like all the Cali kids went to WHL. Even if they went to NTDP, they all went to the WHL.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess when you live in California, you have no tie. Like, Troops from Michigan, and I'm from Boston area, so it's like.
Yeah, everyone was jaded.
You want to go to, like, Michigan, you want to go to BCBU. So, I feel like if you're from Cal, you don't have really any ties to any school, so it's like, might as well go play in the WHL.
Everyone was jaded. No respect for the Cali players. Frank, just on a little bit of a serious note, you went undrafted. And you've talked about just, I don't know if it was Chicklets or the empty netters there, but for our maybe younger listeners out there who are, I don't know, Bantam age level and maybe even midgets, like what would you say? What was a piece of advice that you would give for, I don't know, maybe being overlooked for the players out there? I mean, you played at a high level, and you eventually made it, and now you're a very successful full-time National Hockey Leaguer. Like, what's one piece of advice for just staying in it, continuing to believe, and just pushing on through?
I think, honestly, it's as simple as it sounds. Just have fun with what you're doing every single day. You know, enjoy what you do. I think you don't have to, you know, worry about the end result when you're young at a young age. I think you just take it by every level, see how you do it. When you jump up a level, you go from, you know, whatever, playing midget AAA, then you go to the program, you do well there, and then you go to college, you do well there, and then, you know, you finally get a, you know, shot at pro, and, you know, see how you do when you do that. So that was always my mentality, was to see how I, you know, responded at every single level. And, you know, I'm here now, and, you know, it wasn't the easiest path, but I wouldn't change it for a thing at all.
And Troobs and Stromer, top picks, both top 10. I mean, there were still scouts.
Boone fed.
There were still scouts in, say, okay, the draft rooms, right? Combine. You have your interview. What were some of the things that the teams that you spoke with? Hey, you know, we like 1,000 things, but you do this not so well. Was there like one thing that you heard, or no? They were just spoon feeding you, like Frank said.
I don't know. I feel like there wasn't really like a it was a long time ago, but there wasn't really like one thing that everyone continually brought up. The big question was if I was going to Kitchener or going to college. It was like the team was asking that, and I was like, I'm going to college. And that was it. That was like the one talking point that everybody brought up.
Did they want you to go? Did you feel like in a particular direction over the other, or that's just a question?
I don't know. I think it was just a question, and they just wanted me to give an honest answer. And I mean, I was always committed to going to Michigan and wanted to do that, so that was the answer I gave.
Yeah, I don't really remember like a ton. It was so long ago, but I feel like they were pretty. It was a pretty good experience overall, like the combine and the interviews and stuff. Like it's. I don't know. I kind of like always just took it as a great opportunity to talk to GMs and scouts. And like I think like anytime you can have a conversation like that, it's like a area you can like learn from and grow from. And, you know, you don't get a chance to talk to like upper management people like that all the time. So when I was young, I just thought it was really cool. And, I guess the one thing for me was like my size. They were always like wondering how tall I was going to be. And I just told them my parents were really tall and I never ended up being that tall. So I kind of just lied to them. I was like, my dad's 6'4". They're like, oh, great. You could tell them like they were like, their eyes were like popping out. I'm like, yeah, I'm maxed out at 6 foot, but we'll just say that for the scouts. And it kind of works. So
I played roller when I started. And I think that's why I can never stop on the, like even my draft, my interviews are just like, you never stop and start. And so they're just these giant circles that I heard. So anyway, I thought our younger listeners would, appreciate here and just even at the top levels, you know, just ways we can improve our own game. Stromer, how's your brothers doing?
They're good. Obviously it's cool being in the same kind of business as them. We have a lot in common. My brother's having a huge year in Washington and their team's doing really well, so happy for him. He works really hard and he you know, went through a couple tough years and people doubting him a little bit, so it was good for him to kind of just find his way. I think anytime he's got to play with good players, he's had great numbers. So I think he just needed an opportunity. And it's good. My other brother won the Calder Cup last year back-to-back. So they're going for the three-peat. And he just loves playing in Hershey. It's a great place to play in the minors. They treat their players really well. So it's good. They both work hard and they both love going to the rink. And I don't talk to them as much in the season as the summer. But, you know, it's cool. We can all go back home at the end of the year and just kind of chill and catch up. And always a good look forward to that every summer.
Did you guys hear? Did you burn yourself grilling?
Yeah.
Is that where you're?
Yeah.
Are you surprised, Frank? That Stromer. Oh,
actually, I've seen him flipping burgers. He's pretty good at what he does.
Really? So you're surprised that happened?
Well, he doesn't flip burgers. He doesn't really cook. He puts it on the smoker and puts.
No, I like them. I just do the meats and stuff, you know. But yeah,
do you do the raw burger with the cheese on top?
No, I don't do cooked burgers.
No, he makes
like that meme. I don't know. I can't get political here. No, but, there was a politician who put.
I saw. Cheese.
Yeah, I saw.
But no, I just burnt. I was making ribs and I was showing my daughter. She wanted to see them, so I was showing her. And I leaned down and the juice fell out and it actually hurt pretty bad. But yeah, we're all right.
Back to
battle wounds, you know.
Back to following proper protocol on the grill.
That's right. You know, grill safety.
Okay, our final task, we got a little art competition, and here's why. And here's why.
Here we go.
Here's why.
So I wore my shirt today.
We all know. That's nice. Is that Amazon? What is that?
Made Worn.
Is that Mesa Margiela?
No, Made Worn. God, it's an LA company. They make like band tees and stuff like that.
I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah.
I would have been into that, I don't know, several years back. But I'm so.
What are we drawing?
Come on, I'm not that old.
What are we drawing?
Bon Dutch.
What are we drawing?
So
buckle jeans.
We're each going to hear the rules. So yeah, and just a little background to this. Troobs, of course, artist. We've all seen his beautiful work.
I went to the Museum of Art in DC. Me and Troobs went.
I think this would also be a good time to plug Jacob Trouba Art.
Yeah. This is great. Our listeners are finding out
pride in it. So
they're really finding out that our players are very well rounded.
Yeah, awesome. It's nice. Troops like actually puts time and effort into it, and he does a good job. So like,
we're not going to lather you up.
Plug,
in paint.
Want to plug your?
No, I don't need any plugs.
Do you have a website or Instagram?
Sotheby's.
Obviously, I have a website.
Jacob Troop Art. Is that what it is?
Jacob Troop Art.
Yeah, go Instagram. Check it out, Ducks fans.
Sotheby's auctions. That's all he's doing.
Oh, we're drawing
one day.
Yeah, we're gonna do, and I have a little history in art too. So it's gonna be fun. I'm dishing out four pieces of paper here. And we can just use one marker here, just so it's an even playing field. And then we're going to time it. So each, each guy gets 1 minute to draw Wild Wing hair. And it's 1 minute. Like wherever you stop at the 1 minute, there's no,
hey, I think we should all,
hey,
go,
can I get 30
time.
Extra seconds? No.
So we can't,
there's no extra time whatsoever. So we're going to,
you gotta go same time.
Yeah. Same time.
You want to do same time?
Yeah. Cause then we can't like get ideas.
But what about me? Am I driving is, you know,
put
what, him, wait, here, here,
put
wait,
him
wait, do it right here.
Yeah.
Can we all,
yeah, I can see.
Yeah. Perfect.
Here.
That's tough.
That's great.
Okay.
I'm actually excited.
Efficient.
If I beat you,
all
the
at the same time.
Look at it. Look at his creative juices. Like he's like
Troops.
Troops is gonna Strummer. Paint it with like his like. He's Hammer. Gonna be using his hand and doing all these like fancy.
Hey, no excuses. You guys changed the rules. So if you get a bad tip on one of these Sharpies, it's on you.
All right.
Unfortunately,
this is gonna be bad. All right.
Okay, we got a minute.
Painted the blood.
And so, just so we're all here, can we? I got the privacy screen up here.
Never seen a blue dot.
Just tell us when it's done.
Well, are you
sure? We trust you.
Okay. All right. So what?
Are we doing just the head or the whole body?
You do whatever you want.
Jesus.
Got to know that this is only going to be a minute.
It's art,
right? So, I don't even like this angle.
I'm doing the side angle.
Anyway, I got to go the same angle. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
It's quiet. Dude.
That's 20 seconds, fellas.
Mine looks like a Pac-Man.
You struggling over there?
Yeah.
Why am I shaking? It's not that much pressure. Like, if I lose this, it's whatever, you know? That's 42 seconds down. We have 5 seconds here. Okay, that's a minute.
All right. Wow. I think I might have it.
Wow.
Sign your name to it. Put this up for auction. Who decides the winner here?
Sign it. Sign it.
Dude, look at the peak. Let's see Frank's. Holy shit.
Looks like Squidward.
That looks
Frank,
like a
that's
hot
tough.
Dog person.
That's second, third grade stuff right there, Frank.
Not very good.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. You definitely won.
Well, what do we, how about this? How about this? We're going to put this on the Duck Stream X, and this is going to go public. I didn't mention that before we
That's
did,
fine.
But I think we're always on the record here. What's going on?
You can't write Wild Wing because no one knows who the hell it is.
It's an infraction. It just depends on what it's going to be.
Look at this thing.
All right. Okay. We'll see who wins.
Well, we're going to put this on the Duck Stream X. Regardless, it's been such a pleasure, boys. It's been so much fun.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For taking the time. This is, of course, the Players Lounge for Ryan Strome, Jacob Truba, Frank Vetrano. I'm Emmer. Catch you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.